Hello, Just Enough Family listeners. My name is Vanessa Grigoriadis, and I'm a longtime friend of your host, Ariel Levy. We both worked at New York Magazine for a long, long time. I'm here to introduce you to a new podcast, Infamous, which takes you fully inside all sorts of wild stories. They include high society in New York, Elon Musk and Sergey Brin's divorces, and the shores of Panama City Beach. That's the story I'm going to tell you about right now. It's about the founder of Girls Gone Wild, and you're going to hear about how that whole empire rose and fell. And from the actual robber who broke into the founder's house one night to enact a very strange type of justice. This is a story about thieving. About things being taken from you. Things you don't deserve to have taken. So to tell it, we're going to start with an actual robbery, a famous one. It's a robbery that took place in 2004 at a house in Bel Air. Concrete, glass, pool out back. This house is owned by a guy who founded a company you may have heard of, but you probably haven't thought about it in a million years.
Now you can party with the wildest girls ever caught on tape. Girls Gone Wild.
Yup, this is the home of the founder of Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis. He's about 30 years old, sort of good-looking, square jaw, but also often seems on edge, like he's gonna yell at a waiter. Tonight, he's not home, but somebody else is.
If you entered properly, you would enter through the gate in your car. You'd pull up a driveway that's on a pretty steep incline.
That's Riley Perez, and he isn't entering properly.
I walk through the bottom portion, making sure no one's there. Go up the steps, master bedroom, huge walk-in closet, second bedroom, which was a little gym that he had set up. I'm looking for the safe, yeah, but maybe it's not in a safe. Maybe it's in a drawer. Looking for a little lockbox, anything that could lead me to possible mini DV tapes that would fit in the camcorder.
Riley's looking for tape recordings of Girls Gone Wild that Joe might have in his safe.
Crazy enough, the smaller of the safes was open, so I don't have to fidget with it and try to come up with a combination. I open it, there's a couple of tapes in there, mini DV tapes. I'll take those with me, put those in the bag.
But Riley has more on his mind than some cassette tapes. He has in his hand a sex aid, a dildo. A specific type of dildo.
It had gained attention when it was profiled in Sex in the City. It was called the rabbit, or what is it? A pink rabbit. I grab one. I'll put this to use.
What Riley would do next with that pink rabbit would be so unbelievable, so ironic, that it would become the stuff of Hollywood lore. Because Joe Francis had been accused of exploiting women on camera, of making them do something they didn't want to do. And now Riley is going to make the same type of tape of Joe. He's come prepared with a gun. He's got a video camera. He's going to make Joe Francis lay face down in bed, and he's going to make him say these words.
My name is Joe Francis. I'm a boy gone wild, and I like it up the ass.
Especially women. They want to be exploited. Joe Francis is a genius.
Lady, when you flush the Joe Francis toilet, there are just all kinds of stains.
I'd like to first start out by saying that I'm 100% innocent of anything that I just pled to.
From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Vanessa Grigoriadis, and this is Infamous. Listen weekly, wherever you get your podcasts, to the totally true stories on Infamous.